Phone Boy Speaks, episode 919, Social Network News. There's been a couple of, new or social media things, I guess, have happened over the last couple days. One of which is Elo, which is this social network that's, I don't even know how to describe it. It's yet another one, I suppose. They've been promising their users for a long time an iOS app, and they delivered one. And unfortunately, I didn't find the experience all that compelling. I mean, they essentially took their website and, you know, with kind of crappy fonts, really. I mean, it's a monospaced font and it looks very Spartan or whatever. And I just looked at it and I'm like, oh my God, it's like they took the worst parts of their website and put it into a mobile app. And, you know, I guess it kind of works, right? I mean, it's, if you want to use Elo, that's great. Just universally, the people that I follow anyway, a lot of folks from app.net and maybe a couple from Twitter, they're all just like, yeah, whatever. It's not even worth it. Another one that came out recently too is one that's called Minds. And again, I signed up for it just because, and I just didn't see anything there. There's always these new social networks that come up, and at this point, and we went through this. I went through this with VoIP in the 2000s, right? There was a lot of VoIP companies, and there still are that do different things. And you know, and I remember something that Andy Abramson, back in the day, would say is that there's a lot of me there. You know, I don't think he said it this way, but there's a lot of me too out there. But where's the me different, right? I'm at a point now where I'm happy to play with stuff a little bit, but if I don't get it right away, I got other things to do, right? And I'll go back. And I mean, heck, I've even, now that Plurk has an iOS app, I mean, I actually know people on Plurk. So, and there's a nice little community over there. So it's, you know, that's what's actually driving me to use a social network more than anything these days. It's not that it's cool, but it better offer something cool, right? I mean, how many different ways can you share a status update? How many different ways can you post a picture? How many different ways can you, you know, just share your stuff, right? I mean, heck, I could put all this stuff on my website. It wouldn't be, it's not the way that people consume content. Everything is through, we've gone back into service silos, right? And people just don't go to random websites usually. I mean, they click on links in these apps, but pretty much people consume social streams. I mean, and if you've got nobody in your social stream there, or it's not really obvious how to make that happen, then people aren't going to use it. I mean, and Twitter's going through this too, right? I mean, they're trying to change how people use Twitter, because where it gets used is a lot of sort of live events or something. And so rather than following people, they're trying to figure out how to get it so that you can follow events, which, okay, that's at least it's something different. And they're trying something different. And I think for the vast majority of people who don't even know who to follow on Twitter anyway, right? That this whole following thing, it's probably a little more complex, right? And so they're, you know, this, and now, you know, I remember the old days of Twitter where you could kind of just follow the global stream, and you know, you can't do that now. I don't think you have a way to even pull the global stream on any of the clients now. But if you want to find something on Twitter, good luck, right? Unless you've already following people or whatever, it's if you're just a new user coming to Twitter, good luck trying to figure out how to use it. So I get that they're trying to do something, at least Twitter's trying to do something different, but I don't get all these other social networks. It's like, you're not solving a problem I don't already, you know, that you're not solving it differently in most cases. I don't think any of them are necessarily that clever. Maybe something that allows more third party apps to do stuff would be kind of cool. But of course there's still app.net for that, but I don't know that app.net's necessarily going to grow or whatever, but it's just, you know, I guess I'm frustrated. I've been through this cycle so many times on social networks and how different people communicate. I started with computer bulletin boards back in the 80s, and then as the internet became a thing, things evolved and communities evolved, there's message boards, forums, all this stuff's been there. And you know, it seems like we keep trying to reinvent this mousetrap, and you know, we've got lots of proven ways to do it, and you just have to, you know, and yes, could we make them easier, whatever, I suppose, but I just think that we are that there are a lot of capital's being wasted on on solving this problem. And, you know, maybe one of them will pop and be the next big thing. But I just feel like that we could be solving so many other problems or different problems rather than that. That's just my two cents.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.